Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing this fine summer day?
Oh, it's great. Did you have the top down when you came
in?
Yes,
I accidentally left it down all night long.
Oh, well, at least it was a nice night.
Yes, I've done that. I have a carport, so I'm okay.
Yeah, I've done that before when it's not such a nice night.
That's a nice surprise in the morning, huh?
Yeah.
The wet seats?
Not so much. Not so much. The people at Volkswagen definitely know when I come in with the wet seats what's happened. We have a special feature today, Lee, and it's a very important topic that I think we need to get the message out to a lot of folks in the Atlanta area. We talk so often about women's health, and, you know, a lot of times we have female guests, and we talk about breast cancer and issues that affect women, but very rarely do we hear a lot about men's health. And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe it's because y'all just don't go to the doctor very much and don't take care of yourself.
I think it's because of you being the host. And you get the things that are interesting to you, Amy.
I guess so.
That's a starting point.
Well, I am interested in men. I have a husband. I'm interested in his health and also the health of other men. So this morning we have with us Joe Bloomberg. And Joe is heading a men's health expo on June 14th at St. Joe's. And we'd love to hear more about it. So welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Joe.
Well, thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, why do you think that men's health is not the hot topic?
Well, for a number of reasons, but primarily one that you hit on, which is the fact that men, for some reason or other, are reluctant to see a physician. When they do go to a physician, they don't ask the right questions, and consequently, we don't get the same amount of attention that women have gotten for years and years and years. Just as an example of that, the National Institute of Health has a division that is totally devoted to women's health issues, but yet there is no recognition for men within the National Institute of Health. So we're working to build up recognition in that way.
That's interesting because especially when you talk about cancer, you talk of one in two men having prostate cancer, but yet we hear so much about breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. Can you elaborate a little bit more on some of the other health issues that men encounter?
Well, sure. One of the issues that's related maybe, I think, more to men than women is strictly the idea that a lot of guys, for whatever reason, wind up being overweight. And when we are overweight, it has an impact on many things because it's a primary cause of diabetes. It's a primary cause of orthopedic problems. It creates cardiovascular problems. All of these issues are related to that. But then there is the complication of family issues, genetics, and other health-related items that just are tied together so that men have an equal propensity for illness as women, and consequently, in our case, in the case of most situations, while we can get the right diagnosis, if we can get to the right physician and ask the right questions, it's often later in the game than women get attention for issues that are peculiar to them.
So then the disease state has progressed to a more damaging
state
because we didn't proactively kind of attack it early.
Well, that's very truly. One of the things that I guess is a classic example of that is if you look at the prescribed time when men are supposed to get certain tests, the examination or test for prostate cancer was originally set up to say that you don't get a PSA test until you're 50 years of age.
Hmm.
Well, you know, we've now seen occurrences of prostate cancer in men as young as 30 years of age.
Wow.
And so that number is moving down, and now we have it so that especially if there's any incidence of family connection or if you've got it genetically, then you can get prostate screenings at the age of 40,
mm-hmm.
and the insurance companies will pay for them. One of the reasons that guys don't get it is just the regulations in the insurance companies. They won't pay for PSA tests for men under 40 years of age.
Good thing that prostate cancer is slow-moving cancer.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's a slow progression, but yet there are so many new diagnostic methods in which to test for prostate cancer that if you catch it early, it's one of those cancers that people can live.
That's exactly right. The numbers show that, in fact, you know, Amy, you brought it up before, but, you know, when you look at breast cancer, if you look at the statistics for breast cancer, and you look at the statistics for prostate cancer, and you look at the longevity tables and so forth, if you overlay those graphs, they almost overlay one for one. But yet, you know, women do, because of self-examination and because of mammograms, do get checked far more frequently than men do.
And also the way the media, I mean, women are bombarded with messages to get checked, you know, self-exam and go to see your doctor every year for checkups, and guys aren't bombarded with that kind of information.
I'm going to give you my theory, y'all. I think I've got it figured out. Women have babies, so you have to go to the doctor because you have babies, so you have to go for the follow-up, but yet men don't have any kind of life-changing event for their health that happens like that, unless it's a heart attack or stroke or something that's catastrophic. So I really think that that's one of the reasons why women, they're more familiar with their doctor, they have a relationship with them, they've delivered their baby, so they're more on top of their health. It's not that men don't care, they also just don't have that regularity and a reason. But it sounds like things like the Health Expo that you're sponsoring allow men to have a reason to get screened. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Expo?
Sure. Men's Health Week, and you may have seen this advertised because many firms are getting behind this, is the second week in June. It's 7 to 14. And it's the 14th, which is the day before Father's Day, Saturday. We're having a free expo at St. Joe's for men to come in and, first of all, get some education around many of these issues. We have a whole series of key presenters to talk about cardiovascular issues, orthopedic issues, diabetes and digestive issues. And not only are we trying to educate men on what their numbers should be, the theme of our conference is how low can you go? You know, how low can we get our numbers?
Wow.
But to teach men what their numbers ought to be, and to actually give them the questions that they need to be asking when they go to see a physician about some of these conditions. Frequently, we don't do that very well. And we are also going to be giving some free screenings. So not all of the screenings will be given there, but you'll be given a coupon for a free screening.
Great.
And that'll give you an opportunity to at least get a baseline on some numbers for men who have never had these tests before.
Can you give us some examples of the tests? Are we talking about cholesterol or what types of testing?
There will be cholesterol testing. We're also going to do free prostate screenings. So, you know, you will have an opportunity to actually get, as I said, a baseline number by which you can then watch for variations. And, you know, so often the way men's health issues, the way men's health numbers were set up by male physicians, they put it up as hard numbers. And today we're learning that it's not so much the hard number and you have to be below that number, but it's the rate of change of your numbers. So when you know what your baseline numbers are for blood sugar, for cholesterol, for PSA, and so forth, then you have a pretty good indicator that when something's going wrong, you have a chance to catch it early.
Well, that's great.
So what do you know the range of numbers that a person should look for?
Well, because I'm not a doctor, I don't want to give you that information right now.
But everybody's different. And then, like you said, it's more about the progression rather than if it's X, then you're in trouble, or some people's X may be okay, some people's X may be in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the old standard used to be that if your PSA number was below 4.0, you had nothing to worry about. But yet we're finding evidence of prostate cancer in men whose numbers are in the 1.5, 1.6 range.
And you talk about the educational aspect of this. Oftentimes, people don't know as well. You want to have your lab work done before you have the digital rectal exam, because once the physician has stimulated the prostate, then it elevates the PSA. So, I mean, little educational things like that. It's not a matter of the doctor's office not running properly. It's sometimes things just get shifted around. The lab work might be done after the examination. So from an educational perspective, I think there's a lot we can do for men. And it sounds like your expo is going to be doing that.
Well, the expo is designed to do that. It's designed to give men more responsibility for their own health. And that's what we're really trying to do, is to drive this issue forward. So men who are going to be more proactive in terms of their exercise programs, men who are going to be more proactive in terms of eating disorders and the way they want to change their eating habits, This is an opportunity for them to come and meet people who are professionals in the field so that they can get some guidance on things that they should be doing in order to promote their own health. And this is all part of the Men's Health and Wellness Center at St. Joe's. We do have a website that will be going live. It's a new program. But this Men's Health and Wellness Center is being set up at St. Joe's. Even though we are a private C3 organization, 401c3 nonprofit, the Men's Health and Wellness Center is there to promote better health issues between men and their partners. And the expo is just the first major public event that we are sponsoring, and that's going to be on the 14th.
And this is the first expo?
First expo you've
ever done.
Yes. We hope to be able to do two next year, but the whole idea is to just get men on a program of coming to learn more and to do more with respect to their own health. And we call it health and wellness because the programs of the Men's Health and Wellness Centers are designed to give men support groups for certain types of illness. It's designed as a resource base, as a central point where men can come to get good current information about health issues that are going to be affecting them. And, you know, if you do take the tests and you do find that you do have evidence of illness, we will be providing information on alternative forms of treatment, even supplements. I mean, we're not even talking about medical treatment. We're talking about things that you can do to improve your health or to improve the way you deal with chronic illnesses over time.
Wonderful. And it's free of charge?
It's all free.
Oh, really? It's free? What are the hours of the event?
The expo begins, the exhibitors will be there at 8 in the morning, but the actual events start at 9 and it'll run through 3:30. So it's an entire day on Saturday at St. Joe's.
Wow, that sounds like a great thing to grab a buddy and go out, you know, have a cup of coffee and then go to the health expo. I mean, if you care about yourself, you care about your family, you want to be around a while, right?
Exactly. And we're telling men to bring their spouses as well because it's the spouses who drive men to get these particular kinds of tests. And most of the men's health issues are related, you know, they're couples related issues. And therefore, it's extremely important for the spouse to be educated as well on what they can do to help out and enforce the issues where their spouses and significant others are concerned.
That's great. So it's not just for men, but focused on men's health.
And you said the website isn't live yet, or it's under construction?
I would like to say it's live this morning. I mean, we know it's going to be any second, but it will be live very, very shortly. Now, right now, if you go to the St. Joe's website, you can actually get a link to our particular Men's Health and Wellness Center programs, which are listed there.
And then that's stjosephsatlanta.org/menshealth. Will that get you
correct
close?
That's it.
In the neighborhood?
That'll get you right there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Joe, for being with us today. If people want to learn more about your programs, what's the best way for them to reach you? Through the St. Joe's website?
They can reach through the St. Joe's website, and Renee Seve is our administrator, and she's there, and her contact information is all displayed on the website, and
great,
she'd be more than happy to give you, give anyone who calls information about the full range of our programs.
Wonderful. That's great. It's time for men to take responsibility.
That's right. With Father's Day coming, it's a perfect time. That's a brilliant, brilliant idea to have it around Father's Day.
It really is.
Well, it's Men's Health Week.
Right.
And since that has now beginning to get more play and more recognition, it just makes sense for us to kick it off on as part of Men's Health Week.
Excellent.
Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah, great idea. I hope people take advantage of the free expo, and we'll look forward to having you back to hear more about your programs as well.
We'd love to do that.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being our guest, Joe, for the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, and Leah, I hope you have a great day, too.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.